I'm the one who had that woman to find that check. You lost. You had quit your job. Let's go back. Mm-hmm. He says, number one, I'm the one who talked to you that day and told you quit your job and I was going to take care of you. The next day was your day. And you obeyed me. Have not I been taking care of you? I got to say, yes, Lord. He says, I'm the one that time you lost Carolyn's check and you really needed it because you was off your job. And I had a woman named Carolyn Thompson found the check and called and give the check back to you all. I want you to see that in my doing, it's impossible for just a woman for Carolyn Thompson to find the check and not to cash the check. He says, I was speaking to you, letting you know that nothing was too hard for me. He says, I'm the one that brought Carolyn off the job. And you and Carolyn, not a woman was working, but you were dependent on me and I took care of you and your children. I'm the one that sent you to Mount Zion Church to that funeral that night so the people could see you and the people could ask you that question because I had set for you to pastor that church. He said, I'm the one told you that I'm going to, when you couldn't see nothing, that I'm going to send them from the east, the west, the north, and the south, buy gas, put in their car, and they'll come with great joy. I'm the one told you when planes going to land in Louisiana, they're going to be looking for Word of Life Christian Center. He says, have not all that come to pass? He says, I'm the one who led you to the land where the church is now. I'm the one who gave you favor with this rich man that to let you have that land and wants you, call you, wants you to have that land. He said, I did that. He says, I'm the one who told you to build this house. Well, matter of fact, he said, I'm the one who you left church that morning, you encountered it was raining, and you came into this
subdivision.
What's the name of the subdivision?
Pecan Grove.
Pecan Grove. He said, you never been here before. I'm the one, when you made that call on a Sunday to that man, he came on the rain, I'm the one sent him out here to honor, to ride with you in the car and point out different land. When you got to this spot, I'm the one got out the car with you and told you it was too lot and told you to take both of them because I had in mind for you to build this type of house. And you didn't know, but I had the house next door for you as a guest house. I'm the one who did it. I'm the one who gave you the money. You didn't have the money. I'm the one who brought you to the land, showed you the land, give you the money to get the land. You don't know how yet, Leroy. I sure don't. He says, I'm the one who told you to build this house. I'm the one who had Debbie Perkin to tell you about a builder in New Orleans by the name of Cade and that you and Carolyn go see him. And when you got down there, I'm the one who showed you and Carolyn that picture on the wall and said, that's your house. He said, I'm the one who when the architect walked in and spoke and introduced himself and you asked him about that house on the wall, I'm the one who the architect told you, that's my house, I'll take you over there and let you see it right now. He said, your life been a setup. He says, you remember when you were flying back in the plane and you were discouraged because you had went to many banks, they wouldn't give you the money? He said, I'm the one told you don't sell it for less, for I provided for you to have the best that we're going to build this house. He says, I'm the one who built this house. I'm the one who, and I don't know if this is in order, but I'm the one who paid for this house and got you debt-free. And I'm the one who got you in a debt-free ministry. He says, I'm the one who, when you was looking at those various jets, you've been in three jets. You don't know how you got in them. You don't know nothing about aviation. Mm-hmm. He said, I was doing that for my ministry. He said, now, I'm the one when you're flying to look at this last plane. I'm the one who spoke to you on the plane and told you this is your jet. He said, I was talking about the very jet you were flying. You couldn't understand. He said, is there anything too hard for me? I'm the one who did that for you. I'm the one who told you that jet is your jet. I'm the one who opened the door in Brazil and other countries because I told you that I want you to go to other countries. He said, you didn't go to the supermarket that morning yourself. He said, I'm the one who sent you to that market, the Lamadola supermarket, to buy oranges and apples because I want you to stand in line behind that man. He said, I set that man up to say that to you. I'm the one wanting to give you the revelation of money coming that will take you all over the world, that men and women will know who you are and know your ministry. He says, I'm the one. He said, keep checking it. He said, anything too hard for me, Leroy? I'm the one protecting you when you were attacked. I'm the one told you not to go to that seminar when they called that meeting. What they call that meeting? They call that meeting. It was a seminar. It was a
Pressburg.
No, it was a Brother Hagin when they called that meeting. I couldn't go. Boy, I got that word right on the end of my tongue. Some kind of meeting to check people out. I can't think of it, Lord. But period. We'll get it. We'll get that meeting. Everyone know what it is. I'm the one who protected you from going to that meeting. I'm the one who protected you when all those ministers called and was going against you and tried to shut doors on you. I was steering you into another direction, says the Lord. And he go on and on and say, I'm the one. I'm the one who protected your children. I'm the one who gave you 3 sons and a daughter. I'm the one who got all your children a house in this subdivision right down the street from you. He says, I'm the one. I did all this, Leroy. He said, all remember, and I want you to remember, nothing is too, is anything too hard for me? He said, I did it. I'm the one who told you in the barbershop that Carolyn was your wife. He said, I told you to marry her. I'm the one. Tomorrow will be 38 years as pastor on the 26th. Mm-hmm. He says, I'm the one. I'm the one who did all this for you. And it go on and on of the impossibilities of my life and the infirmities of my life and the impossibility that was in my life, that the Lord did all these things. He opened all kind of avenues for us on and on. I know I missed some of the things that he have done for us. I'm just trying to cover all the things to rehearse. That's what David did when he faced Goliath. He said, I killed a lion. He knew he didn't kill him. I killed a bat. He knew he didn't kill him. He knew it was God. It was extra strength. And so through my infirmities, a lot of impossibility became possible because grace, I know not that the grace of God would praise on my life. It's just God loves us. God have done so many things. I just called a few things that God have done. Oh my goodness. How many doors he have opened and doors he have closed to protect me. I've made mistake in grace. And mercy was there to pick me up. I made, sometimes decisions, but the Lord always covered me with his grace. And there's more to come. There's much more to come. As we go deep into the dimension of his grace, he's about to show us another thing. Now, when you read that now, you're going to have a good concept of what